Will be on his way shortly. Good morning and afternoon. Good evening. Hello, Jörg. Could somebody confirm that they can hear me, please?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, wonderful.
God, I'm listening to the music. That's elevator music.
I didn't realize there was music on, so I found that especially for everyone. Yeah. Hello, Lagar. Hello, Mr. VYR Trader. Nice to see you all. It's been a great month. I've been looking forward to hosting this call, Jörg, with you. I think I'll just deviate. We've still got a little bit of time. Milton is doing the honours of recording for us, but I'll be in touch with you, Lagar, over the weekend. There's another big battle this Saturday evening, and hopefully it's as good as it was last weekend. So, be fantastic.
In the meantime, I'm playing around with my backgrounds.
Yeah, no problem. We won't keep you long. I'll just give it another minute just for people to roll in, and then we'll kick off.
Okay, this music is... Can we change this music? Sounds... Am I the only one who hears the music?
In the right in the bottom panel, there's a mute music.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I'm hesitant to touch anything at this stage of the proceeding because, as you know, I could end up infecting some computer system in South America in this moment.
No, so. You will be fine. All good.
Yeah. Okay, Milton doesn't get it, so that's good. All right. I think we should kick off. These people's time is valuable. We've got a few items that we want to cover today, but a big announcement as well. So it's been exciting to get to this point in time, and I'm not going to try and sound like sleepy guy today because I'm pretty pumped and excited about this journey and what we're doing and where we're going. So this is really, really interesting conversation. Before I kick off, I just wanted to do a little bit of housekeeping, just as a general awareness to the community. Recently, as in yesterday, we sent an email out to the hat winners from the node sale, and unfortunately, the field was messed up and people's email addresses were delivered directly to everybody. So this has prompted an internal review, and we have refreshed their procedures around community private data, and everything we will do is about, you know, protecting that sort of thing. And this is basically, it's a human error. We wanted to front up and acknowledge it and apologize, but words are just words. So we've actually implemented stuff in the background today, and we will be following it up on Monday with an internal conversation. So just to address that right at the beginning, please, and apologies. Fabulous.
Yep.
I am going to refer to some notes because the value of this was important, so I wanted to capture some stuff and make sure that we had kept it off. Basically, the announcement is yours, to be fair.
It's mine.
Yeah. What are we here to talk about today, Jörg?
I don't know. I think we want to announce our search beta, finally.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. The TLDR, we didn't want to keep this to the last moment, you know, and tease everybody through right to the very end of the AMA. We realize you're all busy, and for some of you, it's really, really late or very, very early. So we are releasing search beta. The process will go through a phased delivery, as we've spoken about previously. The first phase will be internal to the community team, and we are projecting early and at the latest mid-October to release to the Templars. So the Templars will have the very first access to the search beta. We need to set some expectations on what that is, and we will be doing that over a series of other AMAs that talks about search. Basically, if you were born after the 4th of September 1998, all you will know is the leading search engine on the planet is Google. So there is a fair bit of manipulation and conditioning that the world has endured as a result of their dominance in the market. And we want to highlight what it is that we will be delivering. Releasing search for us will be give us an opportunity for you, the foundation basically of the of our network and of our project, to give us some really valuable feedback on all the work that we've been doing on the UI, especially in the, you know, so it gives you guys the voice that will help us deliver the product that is the best fit for us at the current moment. So we are really, really interested in having that out, and we know that everybody else is really, really interested in having access. So we're at that point in time now. Really exciting to be able to say.
Yes, it has been a long, long road. It has been for sure, yeah. But we are finally there. And I know that we, it has taken some time, but it was necessary. We know what we are up against. We know the expectation. And, fulfilling this expectation is just challenging, as you can imagine. And now we feel comfortable with what we have to, open it up to beta, which allows us then to get your feedback. We do need your feedback. It's just the way it is. And that helps us to fine-tune, smoothen out the edges a little bit and then go into public.
Yeah, because there's also some elements that we really do need other people's opinion on. We've come together as a team and a project with support and advice from some very smart people. But you guys are a test case of, you guys are a subset of the user group. So it's really valuable to have your input and, we gather the information. There will be feedback that we will take. There's a feedback form that comes directly from the search page itself. And we will gather that information and make the implemented changes as required, as per what you tell us. So it's a really powerful opportunity for us to be able to engage you guys to assist us with that process.
Yeah, that's I'm really excited about the release, even though has been hard work from everyone. We have been working our butts off the last couple of months.
Well, the last 18 months, I'd say, to be honest, Jürg, it feels like I've aged about 13 years and 18 months, at times.
Yeah, something like that, yes.
Not everybody sees all the back-end stuff, and it is fast-paced, it is pivoting on a moment, and it has a common purpose that we're all working for as a really dedicated team. And I think it's a good time to acknowledge all the community team as well for their efforts, because you guys have all engaged with everybody. I see Milton here, Alex is here, Antu is here, Mustingo is here, but then there's also Jono and Ola and Thrasher and MJ. I don't usually like listing people out because I forget somebody, but in the heat of the battle, but you guys have been the ones that have got us a reputation as the best support community team in the whole of Deepin space. So really acknowledge their efforts in all the tickets, all the conversations, the hours of support that have gone in to be able to strengthen the network. So, don't want to leave that point behind.
No, for sure not. Yeah.
Yeah. I wanted to give most of the stuff there in the preliminary I've covered. I wanted to talk about the node sale. I've got a couple of questions for you, but we haven't really presented since the beginning of the first come first serve of the sale, and I wanted to just give some feedback on how that has been going for us. Basically, screaming success. It has really strengthened the network. It has given us the ability now to have approximately 200 plus geo cores within the network. It was ambitious of us. We understood that at the kickoff of the sale, but we proceeded anyway with the numbers. I listened to you speak on that space this morning, and you spoke about the network growth for scaling. And the consideration we had was, to be able to satisfy the community we had, but also utilize upcoming events as an opportunity, because not everybody in this conversation has been here since the first node sale. So We got the opportunity, right, to be able to include people as they find out about us, as we make more efforts to expand our reach into new communities. Global attraction, pretty much, and there is still opportunity for people to help join us. But from your side, with the network consideration, what is your perspective on the node sale for the network?
I think that gave us a huge step forward on the GeoCore side. So remember, we did host the GeoCore until up now. Until now, we hosted ourselves, and we only had a dozen of GeoCores or so. So having that now as a community node is really important for us to strengthen our network, but also to increase the performance, basically. So for everyone who runs a collector, who probably has now has seen some of the I wouldn't say performance issues, but the GeoCores were quite overloaded with the number of collectors. And we knew that from the beginning, and that's why we had this node sale now with the GeoCore. It's and that's yesterday in another AMA. What was it? Is it an AMA? Mia, whatever it was. Interview or meeting, what I did. I did say... I think a lot of people don't know that the nodes that we have sold so far is the nodes that we need now. So it's not that we are, selling nodes, thousands of nodes, and hopefully we will use them the next 10 years. To reach our plans and to overtake Bing, for example, in terms of index size, we do need the number of nodes that we have right now. And the network will grow. It will grow further. We will extend more, and that's the network protocol part, where it extends autonomously. But what we have right now helps us to really create a network that is makes us number two in the world for index size, and that's a very for us that will be something we really should celebrate once we exceed Bing's index size, and we would be number one and number two. Sorry, number one we are not yet, but that's really something that's very important.
I have no ambitions to be number one in size. I think number one in a new direction would be a fabulous achievement for us. It's just presenting
number one in new direction. As I talked yesterday about it as well, and you might want to watch it, it's on X. I still call it Twitter, but anyways.
It's a boomer thing, don't worry, I do it too.
Probably. we are the first and the only decentralized search engine that maintains its own index, and that's something that can't be really, it's a very strong statement, where we can offer not only a search engine to our own customers and users, but we can also offer this information or this data to customers, to third parties, to other search aggregators. And that's a huge step, because these search aggregators, they never had an, you know, they never had an alternative. They always needed to go to something like Bing or Google. If you look at DuckDuckGo, they, you know, there is no choice for them. They have to work with Bing in this case. But if not Bing, then they would have taken Google. And that's something that we can offer them, the alternative. And in addition to that, we are also a lot more cost efficient and cost effective to them. So there will be very interesting talks in the future with search aggregators that integrate our APIs and our index into their own search engine. That's for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that'll be really interesting conversations to be part of. But there was a couple of points that I'd strategize to ask you about in regards to what we are delivering. And one of them came out of that conversation yesterday you had with Helium Deploy's chap, Deep and Daddy. Tell me about dynamic ranking.
Okay. So, yes. So, as you know, when you have a search engine for whatever kind, we do have to do the ranking somehow. We need to decide what page comes first. And besides from the content itself that fits to the query, there are some things that we integrate into our ranking. To give you an example, if a website has a headers, or if the website has headers, and your search query is mentioned in the headers, then the ranking, well, it will rank a little bit higher than the others, because it seems to be that the content is more related to what you're looking for. And there are some other areas where we fine tune, or where we can influence the ranking. And we give the user the ability to change that dynamically for themselves. So we show you exactly, okay, you can, you know, change this lever or this lever and can adjust how you think or how you want the ranking to be done. So, and that's really, that's something that you haven't seen. It was never there before, but it is something that we do anyways. And we decided to open that option up to our users that they can, if they wish, adjust this ranking for themselves, and they can decide dynamically, how does Timpy do the ranking when I search for something? And that's an individual setting for you as a user. You can change it for every search. You can say change it as a, or you can create profiles. So that's really something where we stick to what we always said. You know, we are unmanipulated search results, and we are open to show you, okay, how do we actually rank? What's important for ranking? And that's also important for the beta phase. We want to have your feedback in terms of search result quality and stuff like that.
Speed, the value of it.
Yeah.
All that sort of stuff. Just the feel of the website. Yes. I'm digging right back into a way time ago, but I'm pretty sure that Alex raised the question about the ability to index. Now, I don't know if this will be an initial feature, but the ability to index specific pages by request. I'm pretty sure that came from Alex.
You will have an option that allows you to add pages to our index if we haven't, you know, to just report pages that you want to have indexed. So if you create your own website, for example, or your own business, and you want to make sure that Timpy knows about this business, you can add these pages to it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. I'll jump into the chat as we go as well, because it seems to be an easy way. Anybody who wants to come up on stage is more than welcome to. I just needed to acknowledge Rangi Daka down there. Hello. It's lovely to see you, miss. Really nice. Thanks for being here. Lager asks, will you be stress testing the network as an Apex event during the beta testing? It's plain and simple.
Yeah.
No, not at the moment. So
not stress testing as we did as a huge stress test, but we do correct testing during the beta phase as well, where we disable parts of the network to see how it performs. But it's not It's not like this Apex event. No.
No, correct. Not an official Apex event. We do have one planned. I don't have a date that I can give you. Specifically now, we identified that we've got this network stability with the migration that we want to complete first before we go into an Apex event and really turn things up. So it's an internal decision that we've made as a journey forward. Yes, there will be one. Not in the foreseeable future, just because of the demands of everything else that we've got currently on our plate. And our feature is search. So plans for marketing as we get closer to full rollout down the line. We're going to specifically bring Martin in for the call on this. We have a series of AMAs for the rest of September and ongoing. Martin is heading up the Web2 marketing element for Timpi, and that's our go-to-market strategy, and he's more than happy to come and actually present to the community and talk about the direction he's got, the plans, the processes, the audiences that we're out for. So there's a whole set of work that's been implemented in there, and I won't be best to talk about that. Jörg won't be best to talk about that, but Martin is interested in coming and speaking directly to the community on what our plans are and how we might be able to utilize the community to leverage our reach and coverage into the new, our new venture. So hold on to that.
For the go-to market and marketing activities, we are planning our go-to market plans. We started early this year, I think, when we started with Martin. So there have been really extensive plans on who is it we are talking to, what's our target user group, and so on, and how do we approach them. So there is a very detailed plan. I think we haven't been that far and that good prepared as we are now. We haven't been that way forever. So it's really we got the professionals in to help us, and we are really glad to. That we were able to find someone like Martin, and when it comes to go to market, because it's a beast, as we all know. So, especially when it comes to Web 2, we need to think completely differently, and that's where Martin is really a huge help for us creating the go to market plan for us.
100%. And our strategy is, we're a Web 3 based company, but we're a Web 2 data company. And what we're building is for the whole planet, and we have to find ways and means to extend our reach into the whole, into the whole ecosystem out there. And I don't know how to do it. So, Gareth and Matt found the right people to talk to. So it's just been a process. Previously, we hadn't had the need to get to that point, but now we have, and we've implemented that, into the business model. This announcement has actually allowing us to kick off the conversation, because we will be moving through phases, as we've said numerous times. So initially, community team, Templars, and some small other groups. Then we will move into influencer communities. We have a wait list group that we want to bring in this year. And we also then can gauge the metrics of the feedback, how the index is, how the search engine is performing, and it gives us the opportunity then to set some real solid plans with the conversations that we have going on with community groups already to introduce, on a wider scale. So, I hope that kind of covers what you're looking for, Lagar. It is in plan. This kicks us off for the conversations with that process. So that's good. I also want to bring Simon. So I want to do another AMA on network. So I want to include Simon in the conversation, and that one will be a really interesting one. Simon melts my brain. I had the pleasure and luxury of sitting with him for many breakfasts while I was recently traveling, and the guy is something else, and some of the plans he has for the Synaptron and the potential we have with this GPU set. He's got, groundbreaking stuff that he's testing and he's working on, and not, you know, just the implementation of maintenance. Joe, I see, I'm not sure if he's responded to you, but him and I were talking specifically about your comment today, and he's worked on something for that, so you can expect a response if he hasn't already. He's a brilliant mind, and he's a pleasure to work with. So hosting with him on an AMA, and then how their network is going to integrate. What we want to do internally is we're putting together a architecture map that will be able to speak with the community a lot easier on how the network is working. So we're kicking that off again on Monday as well. You know, there's been...
You don't like my napkins. You don't like my napkins anymore when I swipe something.
No, it's not about me, because, you know, I'm quite happy with water bottles and pieces of fruit, as you know.
It worked. It worked very well.
It sure did. But now we actually have that as something that we can, you know, talk about and we can show. We really think it'll be valuable, not only internally for us to be able to track how the network grows, but it also gives a baseline for the community to understand with clarity as a visual to see how the network is working. So hold on for that, with that coming up there. I'll just check my notes here. I don't have much more. I don't want to waffle on about the search at this point in time. It was really the exciting thing is about the announcement. I did want to give a node housekeeping conversation and just a brief overview of where the nodes are from the network perspective. I can tell people that we're testing the final stages of the collector. So we're doing a V1 update, and we have implemented a new schema file that the collectors are running. Jurg, I know that three of the boys have been testing that overnight, and we've got some solid data on that. After the call, we'll be deciding if that's going to the community team over the weekend and then possibly pushing out for early next week. We have a reluctance to push out on a Friday, specifically for the fact, you know, having the dev support available and give people the freedom, you know, not to be troubleshooting over the weekend as well. So the collector's one to be looking out for. I do need to publicly remind people that those who have not updated their guardians to the V2 network are not receiving rewards now, and they will need to upgrade, as we have announced previously a few times. So I just wanted to make a vocal thing on that as well. The Synaptron has an update coming. I know, Joe, you found it. And Simon has completed the Linux and Docker version there, and he's working on the Windows. Again, we'll be testing that. We've tested the Linux pass well. Alex has been helping us with that there. We'll be doing some Windows testing over the weekend, and then expect we could see that early next week if that's all going fine. The GeoCore, Jurg, I really wanted to give this one for you. Could you just, is there any updates as to what, like, I know that with the GeoCores are auto-updating now, which has been a fabulous process. Oh, I think somebody asked a question, actually, about the GUIDs. Milton says, when the collector's on tap V2, so I can use the same GUID, like Guardians.
It's the same process. Yes, so it's basically for the V2, all collectors need to go to the node registration page, register the collector, then you receive a GUID. You can always go back to the node management page and then basically review or view your GUID, and this GUID is then be used to start the collector. So that's it. You don't need a wallet. You don't need anything else. We got rid of the configuration of the local configuration file. We got rid of the UI because it the collector V2 is basically controlled via the node management page, your personal node management page. So you can set up the number of workers, number of threads. You can pause it. You can do whatever you want. It's basically remote control. And that's the benefit on that is obvious. you don't have a UI that you need to expose to public if you want to remote control the collector. That's not all part of the dashboard. So we're starting, then when dashboard, we are starting off with part of the dashboard when you where you go to the node management page, and that allows you to remote control your nodes. So that's the first part. And these items will then be integrated into the dashboards, into your personal dashboards later on. When we talk about dashboards, we want to, you know, we want to finish off the beta, please, and go into public beta before we really release any you know, dashboards, because that's a huge step. It's a huge development effort. And we have started. We have the concepts and designs and stuff like that. That's no problem. We also have an alpha version. So that's, you know, and we are working towards that. Will the dashboard show uptime and will send notification of issues? Yes, that's planned. So it will certainly show uptime and stuff like that. Notification, it is planned. We are looking at this point in time in what kind of notification is it we can support. So there are some areas we are looking into options right now. So is it just a plain old email? I would like to do it a little bit differently. So I would like to, if you have the Timpi app on your mobile phone, that we can do push notifications. So we are looking into some options. So if you have any ideas or any, you know, requests, how you would
dancing,
like to see
dancing girls at the door.
You will get your dancing girls at the okay. door. But if you Thanks. Have any requests in terms of how you would like to receive notifications, please let us know, and we will, you know, put it into our discussion forum for feature decisions. So so the dashboard becomes our central point, or your central point, to manage all your nodes, to participate in the Templars, to, you know, have your personal go-to page when it comes to your normal internet activities. But that's after beta, please. So after we release to public beta, we will go back and have the first team working on that. As I said, in parallel, we are already working parts of the dashboards. As I said, node management, Templar, and stuff like that has all been worked on.
Yeah, and I'm the one in the background pushing. You know, I make no apologies from the community's perspective, because Jörg knows that he, most conversations I hammer him about the node management, but our strategy is at the moment is search. But we fully do appreciate, you know, the complexities of not having this available from the front end, and we are working to get there. So that's about the best that I can give you there as a commitment. So it is definitely part of the plan. Just at the moment, we've got, you know, only 24 hours in a day, as somebody wise told me the other day. So yeah,
unfortunately, I mean, it's really, we tried in the past, when you look 2 years or so back, we tried to do a lot at the same time, and that wasn't good for us. And we identified it as a business when we said, okay, we can't do a lot of things at the same time. So we are prioritizing, and these priorities are really set, and we are a lot better and a lot more efficient like this. So, and that's why we can talk about the dashboards. We know from a business point of view, from us, how we want the dashboard to be and how it's, you know, supposed to look like and stuff like that. But we can't start developing on it right now, because we have our priorities. Priorities, and, you know, as everywhere, we have human resources. Everyone has it. That's just the way it is. And we can't grow that fast and that large. It's just not feasible. So with the resources that we have available, we have our priorities, and it's really important to us, because it makes us very more, a lot more efficient.
Absolutely.
But it's coming.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not like We have a backlog of stuff. You know, Tiki Cow had raised some questions previously around voting. You know, like, these things aren't forgotten. It's just they haven't, you know, made it to the high priority list for the business decisions. So while we were all covering many fields, you know, there's a lot for us to consider, and we had to prioritize our direction rather than scattergun approach and not get anything fully completed. So,
We are still a relatively small team. You know, if you compare us with someone like Google, I mean, they have thousands and thousands of people. So we have to prioritize. And, you know, if you consider we are number three in terms of index size, in terms of, you know, search engine own index maintaining and stuff like that, we are worldwide number three. And number two and number one are so far ahead in terms of their headcounts that we do have to prioritize it just the way it is.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Can you still hear me?
Yep.
Ah, sorry, my headphones played up on me then. So, really, that's about what I wanted to cover. Unless there was anything that you had to introduce, I realize, you know, Milton's up, it's probably 3 a.m. Mustango. Appreciate the fact that you're at silly o'clock as well, so I didn't want to drag this announcement out. I had hoped that Gareth would have been in attendance, but unfortunately he has been really ill the last few days. He passed on his apologies for not being able to attend. But, you know, his health is more important at this point in time, and it's late evening Friday for him. So we wanted to give him the time and space to recover properly. So we'll see him next week.
Told him to take a day or two more. There's no point in coming back half sick and half well again. So it's just, it drains you, and you are, you know, you are not efficient for the entire next week or two because you couldn't really recover. So it's important for us. If we are sick, then we are sick. It is what it is, and then we need to take the time to recover. I was just smiling when you talked about Gareth. It looked like that I was smiling at Gareth. No, I was smiling at Milton's comment.
Yeah, me too. I've just seen it then too. Yeah, actually, it's Timplans. So just briefly, we are well in the design build for the Templar Ambassador project. I had a meeting with the developer some days ago, and things are progressing really well. And I should have something viewable tonight that we can get in and look at. And I'm looking forward to bringing that, you know, to the community, because this is an opportunity for something different. We will be expanding our Templar outreach. Templars will be a key element in our communication of the project, and we've got a hook for the Templars to be able to engage people. Let's be real, you know, search is a pretty dry subject, and it's hard to get people to read white papers and understand, you know, the nuts and bolts of what it is on a general good day. So we've come up with some strategy there that we can utilize and leverage the Templars and that whole theme, which, you know, I'm fully impressed. As it happens, our creative designer is here in the audience with us, Freaky. I need to acknowledge you here. He's been doing some fabulous work in the back end. He's a pleasure to work with and just a lovely human being with very, very creative mind, and really looking forward to bringing that content. You know, that isn't just about us. That's about bringing a part of the marketing strategy for, you know, Timpy to the world. So lots of cool stuff happening, lots of cool stuff coming. Really excited to be here, host, and humbled to be hosting this with you, Jurg. You know, this journey for me has been a pleasure. And the people here that are attending, the ones that will listen in on the back end, you know, you guys are the lifeblood that keeps this project functional. Yep. So there's some really big events coming on. So, yep. Unless there was anything else from you or Moku, we've just covered that. you must have arrived late. We are releasing Search this month and expecting that the Templars will have it available early in October.
Yep. It's a multi-stage approach.
Yeah. Yep. We've got to make sure the button works first before we give it to anybody. So,
We know that the button works, but we would like to know if the button is the right thing to get this information to you. So we need feedback.
Correct.
And that's very important for us. So now I don't have anything else. If no one has questions, I'm open for questions.
Yeah, by all means. Stage is open. If anybody's bold and brave, open. Had enough coffee, wants to chat, talk about the All Blacks. Well, you know, who doesn't talk about the All Blacks?
About the All Blacks. I haven't paid attention to that. Oh, bummer.
I won't go into that conversation. But anyway.
Milton's
feverishly time. So much stadium. Yeah, I sound like a stuck cat. Don't worry. My accent makes me sound like a screaming donkey. So, you know, I feel your pain. Okay. Yeah, thanks very much for coming. Thanks for attending this, this announcement.
Did you want to mention Helium?
I did. Actually, yes. The node sale is proceeding. Thank you. The node sale is proceeding. We have announced that we have partnered with Helium Deploy. This gives credit card access for people that wanted to buy that didn't want to go through cryptocurrency. I'm working directly with the Helium team, and next week we'll be having a bigger push on with Helium. Marketing strategy and that sort of stuff for that team early next week as well, to just, you know, amplify from our side and leveraging their existing community as well. So thank you, Jörg. It has been a very long week, and I appreciate the fact that we had notes that you could remind on. So Helium, please explain the process. So you can buy nodes. NFT.timpy.io has a link, but it is Helium Deploy, all one word, only one L, .com, I think it is. That is the, it's the collections page, but Helium Deploy is the reseller, and people can buy from Helium utilizing credit card if required.
Yeah. You can go onto nft.timpy.io and you will find a link from Helium. Yeah.
Yeah. Takes you directly to the collection. Yeah, they send the info over. But you and I need to talk if you're talking personally. So let's not do that at this hour. But happy to speak to you.
Okay.
Okay.
I think that may be us. It wasn't.
Yeah.
Sorry?
That may be us, I think. I think either the low number of questions, maybe that we've covered the information correctly and well, and we've given the information, or, you know, like if you guys have a few of the questions, by all means, bring them into the chat. If there's something that the community team, the boys can't answer, then by all means, feel free to ping me and I'll get information across as required. So, happy to be a help and happy to leverage your guys' involvement to be able to help, you know, get us forward. Cool.
Sounds good. Okay.
Thanks for your time,
thank
boss.
You guys.
I'll be in touch and I'll see all you guys in the chat. Oh, and Gareth. Okay. Thank you all. Really appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you all. Have a nice weekend. It's Friday.
It is. It sure is. Good evening to you. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.